Next is First Financial of Granbury, Gary Lucker.
Thank you all for hearing me. I had a pretty short notice, but I think I'm well prepared. I'm speaking in interest of Catarina Bay, which is a subdivision, two subdivisions on that Granbury, located what we commonly call the Golden Triangle, Harbor Lake, Water Village, and Catarina Bay. That piece of property, without telling anybody soon that I'm now speaking of, is a full developed subdivision. We have all the canals, and we have sold out most of phase one. With those canals, we were able to have 170 canal lots. Without the canals, I would only have 16 waterfront lots to sell. The tax base, when this is completed, is estimated to be at $110 million. I did a on the boat box. Remember, you're concerned about the boats. Only about 25% of the people are building a dock. And I feel like that most of the people that are going to build a dock will build it now, because we require that they put the same type roof on the dock that they do on the house, which is a concrete tile. More specifically, what I want to speak to you about today is Catalina 1. I've talked to Mr. Rendon a number of times about it. This is a very small subdivision, less than 20 acres. It lies between Catalina Bay and Water's Edge. There was a final plat filed on this piece of property on October the 30th, 2001. I purchased this piece of property with this plat being filed, thinking I had a final plat, which calls for only one canal, which incidentally was partly dug. Was dug quite some time back, and the dirt, as I understand, was given to the city. Then we put a retaining wall around the sewer plant. I'd like to ask this board, I know you're not making final decisions today, but I'd like you to take into consideration when you do study it, make a decision on it, that I have a final plat filed. And I realize, well, that's not binding on the BRA. I would certainly act in good faith of my purchasing the property, and this will completely wind up the area that we're talking about there of the Water's Edge, Catalina Bay, and Harbor Lakes. I certainly have no complaint with the Bass River Authority. They've been more than fair with me in the past. And I know it wouldn't be a great deal of income for the Bass River Authority to have that canal, because it wouldn't be that many boat docks. But I'll just say that I feel like that I should have this plat with this canal on it. And if I don't get it, well, I'll be a little bit over it. That's not a problem. But this may be the only opportunity I get to speak to the board itself. And so I just want you to take these facts into consideration. And if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
That's the wastewater management for Catalina Bay.
Sir, the city, by the way, I didn't listen. Catalina Bay has private streets. It's a $110 million tax base is essentially free to the city and the county, because we maintain our own streets, repair our own streetlights. This is a very upscale subdivision. I commonly refer to it as a crown jewel of Lake Granbury, and I think it truly is. But anyway, we're not going to be a liability to anyone. And certainly, this one short canal wouldn't impact Lake Granbury that much. Anyone else? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Not to correct you, but if I can clarify up here,
okay.
The board, I guess.
Yeah, I think we were a little confused looking here. This is Catalina Bay 2, if you're referring to. Harbor Lakes is down in this area. Catalina Bay 1, I think we're about to talk about it this way.
Well, look for it.
Yeah, question, is there special water monitoring or any type of special water monitoring on these canals?
These specific ones here?
Yes.
I don't think it's Catalina Bay.
I wish it the stagnation and aeration and other things. There has to be a reason why it's being done. And the question is, that water is either flowing in or out of our lake. And the question is, are those canals monitored especially to protect quality of the river our lake?
They're not one of our monitor areas at this point in time.
To have such a responsibility to the developers as they propose it for us.
Well, certainly. And we've had those discussions with them as well, Director Bayon.